Humber's women's rugby team moves on to the playoffs after placing third this season and beating Algonquin College in their final game. The Hawks went into the tournament and placed seventh in the standings. In their final game of the tournament, it ended up working that both Humber and Algonquin would place third overall if they won. Megan O'Coin, last season's Rookie of the Year, said the team was told the standings by their coaches and they knew the only way to achieve their goal was to win against Algonquin. The team started off really strong in the first couple of tournaments, so the team was set up for success from the beginning, O'Coin said. After the first two tournaments, Humber maintained the third spot on the rankings, but in the third tournament on September 28, Humber lost all three games, bumping them down to seventh. "We had a bit of adversity in our third tournament, we didn't win," O'Coin said. In Humber's last tournament of the regular season on October 5, they scored much higher, leading them to their final game against Algonquin, where they ultimately placed third. "We went in with a different mindset, with we know we have to win these games," O'Coin said. In the final tournament, Humber lost one game and won three, securing third place in the regular season and a spot in the finals. Dale Essu had been the women's sevens coach since the inception of the team in 2010. He worked hard to ensure the team achieved their goals. "The commitment that this team has is amazing," Essu said. "I think they've done a really good job of really coming together. The team has diverse player experience, including two players never playing rugby before this season. Half of the players are new to Humber this season, and half are veterans. It's a good mix of experience for them in terms of leadership and experience," Essu said. "The women's rugby players and coaches have fostered strong relationships off the field as well. Not only are they my coaches, but they're like my friends, and we have a good bond," O'Coin said. "When we're in game mode, they're hard on us, which is good. Before every season, the coaches create a team building day where the players get to know each other through games and activities. It makes a big difference knowing the girls and having a relationship outside of rugby with them because the chemistry builds and it's evident when we're playing," O'Coin said. As the season ends, Essu remains focused on growing the sport of rugby for women and ensuring each player can develop their skills at a competitive level while still having fun. "I really want to give back to the sport, and the biggest thing for me is having the opportunity to keep growing women's sports and growing rugby for women," Essu said. The women's rugby team will be playing a postseason game against Conestoga College at Loyalist Belleville campus on Saturday, October 26, at 10:30 a.m.